Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Thanks, guys. Here with Cole Beasley in the Cowboys locker room. How's everything going, dude?
It's going well. Just preparing for another week.
Yeah. You have a little extra pep in your step, or the same amount of pep as always?
Same pep as always. I don't think it's been different. I mean, I don't know. Depending on, you know, what the defense plays and, you know, the scheme and what we have in, it kind of tells me how the week's kind of go and, you know, what type of opportunities I'm going to have. But, I mean, there's no way for me to predict if this week will be like last week, but I'll have, you know, opportunities like last week. I don't know if it'll be as many, but I'll still have my shot to make an impact.
As far as your opportunities going into last week, we've all read and heard that you felt good about it. You thought there were some opportunities, and obviously the numbers supported that. Do you feel the same way this Wednesday that you felt last Wednesday going into that game?
Yeah, and my day is usually on Thursdays because that's third down day. But, you know, I feel pretty good about the first day, and it always makes it, you know, a lot more fun when, you know, you have a lot of things in where you can, you know, make plays or, you know, you have chances. So I'm excited just to see what tomorrow holds as well.
So is that more about like, okay, so you know that you're going to be passing the ball, but you know, are you the first read in the progression for the quarterback in a play? Because even if you're not, you still could have a big game, but you're saying it's more exciting going in when you know you're going to be that first read and it's built in?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's definitely those plays that you know. I mean, there's plays that you know you have a chance, and there's plays where you know that, like I'm the guy, I got to win here, you know. So, and there's a few of those here and there, and there were a lot of those last week for me. And, you know, when you know you have those, it's, you know, you got to come through for the team, and they're counting on you. So it kind of – it doesn't really put a lot on your shoulders, but, you know, it gets you ready.
Cole Beasley joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. Only six games in. Don't want to overreact to anything one way or the other. But halfway through, you got way better offense at home, and Dak looks way better at home. Is that a coincidence?
I think so. You know, part of our road troubles this year have just been lack of communication, everybody not being on the same page. And, you know, that's a big it's a big thing for us to focus on this week. So we're going to get that right. We have to if we want to come out with a victory against, you know, a rival team like this. So really it's just staying on the same page with all the guys and communicating.
You strike me as the type of guy who might not really be into fantasy football and all the fantasy football talk and everything that goes in it. Is that accurate?
100%.
What about if there's this guy out there in the world who picked you up to start you before that game in the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy League, and you just happen to be the best scorer on his team? Would you have heartfelt respect for that guy?
I don't know about heartfelt respect. I mean, it's fantasy football. It's not real.
Still, though, it's a vote of confidence, though, yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, but I wasn't on it before, so not really.
Well, then I won't tell you who picked you up, but right. It may have been the largest person in this foursome.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The problem with fantasy football is they put everything on you to do well. You know, as a receiver, it's kind of hard to control everything else around you. I mean, you can only do what you can do, you know. So that's the biggest problem with fantasy. I mean, if you're a quarterback or maybe a running back, you have a little more, you know, room to kind of make things happen and change your numbers. But, I mean, wide out, you still control what you can control, but you can't control the ball coming your way and, you know, opportunities that you have.
Cole, I think you're focusing on the wrong things here. Ben is trying to get you to love him back the way that he loves you. Could you please just hug him or something so we can move on from the fantasy questions?
I always love Ben regardless. So. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, that's an accurate appraisal, though, that you had there. That's very well.
How would you? Who would you pick first in a fantasy rapper league?
Ooh, myself.
Ha-ha! I love it.
What kind of question is that?
You have to.
Is that like, you mean like not athletes? You mean like rappers?
Just rappers in the world. Oh, you could pick Ben if you wanted to.
I'd pick myself.
what if you had the second pick and somebody took you for, probably Ben took you first?
Okay, then I would take either Eminem or Kendrick Lamar.
Nice. God, he's got a good squad, man.
Now, why on each? Why on each guy? Why would he be your contender? Over like Biggie or Tupac or whomever. No shots against them, but why those guys?
I honestly think if Eminem's there, that's who I'm taking. If it's is this battle rapping or what is
just whatever you want it to be. I mean, you got to put a squad together, man. You got
all
the
right.
Second pick.
Okay, well, if I'm taking Eminem first just because I feel like he can do whatever. And if it comes down to having to squash somebody, he'll get it done.
Okay, so if it's a battle rap, Eminem, what if it's telling a story?
This one's hard. I'll go with Kendrick on this one. That's who I'll take.
I got Slick Rick in the third round last year for storytelling.
Slick Rick was, I thought about picking him, actually. He was in my mind before I chose Kendrick, but
I was thinking Biggie because of a story to tell, the song or story. That's a great story.
See, those were the three I thought of. Kendrick, Biggie, and Slick Rick. But Slick Rick and Kendrick were who I was, struggling with.
All right, so in terms of now do you know the full game plan for this week now at this point?
Not the full, just first and second down.
Do you think I should keep you starting on my squad?
That's up to you, man. I'm not giving out nothing. I just want to make plays when they come my way. That's it.
I know you got to get your rest, but did you stay up late on opening night of the NBA last night?
I didn't because my U-verse was out.
Oh!
Unfortunately.
Still out?
It was last night, so I watched Ozark on Netflix and called it a night.
What do you think of Ozark?
I love it. I'm on the second season, at episode 8 right now. It's almost over.
Dude, you got to drop your theory on him, Skin.
Well, here's the thing. You may have already picked this up. Ozark is all about the women being the most powerful characters on the show. Even from season 1, it's all about the women, specifically Marty's wife, what's her name, Noreen, whatever the chick is.
Noreen.
Yeah, and then, of course, little gal. They're the three most powerful. Ruth, they're the three most powerful characters on
Marty's
the show.
Marty's wife has been stepping up a lot this season, but I think that's, I don't know, have you seen the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. There's a reason they added that female lawyer to the mix, too.
Oh, no, 100%. That's been a real theme lately, especially in Disney movies. It's girl power right now.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
Okay, so we're talking to Cole Beasley. There's Sean Lee walking by. What's your Halloween strategy this year?
Ooh, good question.
We're going the Avengers. I'm Captain America. Ace is Hulk. Everett is Spider-Man. And my wife is Deadpool.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You live up north. Are you going to go to the Struvies party?
Who?
There's some friends of mine that live in Prosper. They're having I'll just pull the curtain back.
All right.
They have a big-time Halloween costume party every year.
Okay.
KT made fun of it on the air, so they stopped having it because he thought it was too themed.
They could have gone. It's a superhero.
Yeah, okay, so the one year he heard about it was superheroes and villains. He wanted to just be overall costumes, and that's it.
Well, we could have went last year, too. We were Incredibles, babe.
Dude. Oh, man. You need to meet the Struvies. Can you hook that up, man?
I can hook it up. Okay. He's out in Prosper. Right, same thing. Yeah.
Dude, I just saw a video of they got these costumes. They're Transformers that you, they can actually transform into the car if they lay down. Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I was like, man, if Ace would have saw that, we'd be doing that instead of Marvel right now.
Is there a lot of pressure on you to deliver awesome candy being a professional athlete, and so when you're out trick-or-treating, do you leave full king-size Snickers on the porch? How do you roll?
I leave it on the porch because we're out trick-or-treating. Then when I get home, I turn the light off because it's bedtime.
I figured you'd do vegetables and protein bars since you're a pro athlete.
Nah, Halloween's about candy, man.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time, man.
Yep, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.